Dr. Christian's office, Judy speaking. Why, Joanie, how are you, darling? You still going to be a nurse when you grow up?
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight, Chicago gets the spotlight with the honors and the prize money going to Georgia McMahon of 7028 East End Avenue for her prize play, Miss Minnie. Jean Hersholt is starred as Dr. Christian, and Rosemary DeCamp plays the perfect secretary, Judy Price.
You're a nurse already. Heavens, Joanie, is someone sick at your house? Oh, mother's fingers burned, hmm? And you spread on Vaseline petroleum jelly. Splendid, you're going to make a wonderful nurse. Oh, yes, Joanie, there's nothing better than Vaseline petroleum jelly for minor household burns. Let me tell you about the tests made at the Detroit Henry Ford Hospital, something we nurses should know. 84 local dressings were tested, and petroleum jelly helped promote the quickest recovery. Yes, that's right, dear. Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand, so be prepared. Mm-hmm. See that Mother always has a tube or jar of Vaseline petroleum jelly handy. And next time anyone in your family suffers a minor burn, just spread Vaseline petroleum jelly on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. And remember, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call the doctor. Of course, keep Vaseline petroleum jelly handy. Well, tell Mother hello. Goodbye, Joanie.
Last week, we told you that the details of the Dr. Christian Award for 1946 would be announced tonight. However, because of President Truman's speech on the March of Dimes program, our West Coast stations cannot be with us tonight. Therefore, we have postponed our announcement of the Dr. Christian Award for 1946 until next Wednesday, February 6, 1946. Meanwhile, we invite you right now to meet Miss Minnie. The play opens in Dr. Christian's familiar office in the old White House on the corner of State Street and the River Road in Rivers End, USA. Dr. Christian is talking on the telephone.
All right, J.T., I'll be... Very well, J.T., I'll wait for... Oh, then come right over, J.T. I said I'd... All right, J.T., goodbye. You're the old Scrooge, J.T. Carter will be here any minute now. Come right in.
All right.
Otherwise, knowing his inclination for floorwalking, he'll make an insomniac out of our carpet.
Insomniac of our carpet? What goes?
Well, for the rest of its life, our carpet will be without a nap.
Oh, Dr. Christian, not you.
I heard that on the radio.
Oh, you did.
I'll be in my private office, Judy, if J.T. Carter should call, and somehow I think he will.
Well... Imagine Dr. Christian resorting to radio, Joe.
Good day, Miss Price. Doctor's expecting me. I'll go right in.
Oh, yes, Mr. Carter. Well, yes. Go right in. He's gone.
Well, Carter, what's running the blood pressure up this time? Did you lose money on that giant spring clearance sale you just finished?
I did not. I made a clear profit of... I made a fair profit, a fair profit. Now listen, Chris. Did you or did you not prevail upon me, upon my instincts of good citizenship, upon my philanthropic urges to hire Miss Minnie Marvin in my store?
Why, yes, J.T., I recall that I did. Why?
Perhaps you also recall the motives that prompted you, Chris?
Surely, J.T., she needed a job, both for financial reasons and as a boost to her deflated ego. She had spent 20 years cooped up in a little apartment, keeping house for her father, and then he died suddenly. I felt that if she had a chance to get out into public life, she would find out that living was fun. She would find out that people weren't so fearful after all.
Well, believe me, Chris, she has found out. You see before you a frightened, broken man. I'm a mere shadow of what I used to be.
Oh, I hadn't noticed, J.D. A few pounds off around that waistline wouldn't hurt you either. What's the trouble?
Chris, she's after me. She's in love with me. She's pursuing me, and I don't want to be pursued.
No. You don't say, J.D. Not Miss Minnie Marvin. Well, it's gratifying to know that my prescription was so effective.
It's far from funny. I'm a wreck, simply a wreck. I haven't slept a week.
No, Katie, this is supreme. You even thought I'd wind up as a matchmaker. Cupid's helper. You and Miss Minnie.
All right, Chris. If it's funny to you, then laugh. But you got me into this and you can get me out. You understand? You get me out.
Why, J.B., you need the softening influences of a wife and home.
Rot and double rot. You're just choosing the easiest path out for yourself, Chris. I've said before, and I'll say it again, that if I ever do decide to marry, I shall make it a point to fall in love with the rich girl. It'd be easier than falling for a poor one, I should think.
Ah, you see, J.B., that's what's wrong. You're too money conscious. How do you know that Miss Minnie Marvin is trying to lure you into matrimony?
Oh, it's the usual signs, Chris. There's been a definite change in Miss Marvin the past several weeks. She's begun to dress like a fashion plate.
Well, good for her. But what does that prove?
That she's trying to catch my eye, draw me to her, of course. And her new hairdo. You should see the curls and things. And a different flower in it every day.
Is that all?
No, not all. She giggles, giggles, and giggles when I'm around. That's an unmistakable sign, Chris. And I should know.
Well, lots of people giggle, J.B. Look at Mrs. Lacey. I'm sure she has no interest in you.
But Miss Minnie keeps a diary, Chris. A diary. I just happened to find it when I was looking for an invoice. It was concealed under some papers in her desk.
Aha. Ah, a diary.
Yes.
You found it. Now, wasn't it lucky for you that you had to search for that invoice in just that particular place?
I copied the really important note. Listen to this. Dear diary, at last I have a beau. I've waited 20 years to be able to say that. And how grand it sounds. All right, Chris, isn't that conclusive? And did you ever hear such rot?
No, it isn't conclusive at all. He hasn't mentioned your name.
Then this entry here, it's 2 days later. Dear diary, oh, he's so handsome. And he likes me, too. I can tell he likes me. Even though he hasn't said a word, I can tell. And they say love is blind.
I still say, J.D., that you may be talking about someone else entirely.
Nonsense, Chris. Of course it's me. I'm the only man she meets in the store. Of course she sees Winters, the manager, sometimes, but it couldn't be he. He certainly isn't handsome.
Well, I've always held, J.D., that if a mouse doesn't want to have the trap sprung, he shouldn't go near the cheese.
But she's determined, Chris. She isn't like ordinary women. She has that light in her eyes that simply puts panic in my soul. Here, listen to this. She wrote it yesterday. Dear diary, he smiled at me. Imagine it. Imagine it, diary. He's so important, so handsome, liking poor, plain little me. Oh, diary, when will the happy day come when we will have a home for two?
Well, I guess he has plans, all right, but I wouldn't jump at conclusions. Just wait and see what develops.
Heavens above, Chris, this isn't a stomachache you're prescribing for. This is a matter of life and death. Why, I'd rather be nibbled to death by ducks than...
Than share a home for two?
Yes, than share a home for... Well, yes, yes.
Well, keep in touch with me.
Don't worry, Chris. I'll keep in touch, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, J.D. Wow. What is this power he has? Oh, well. Just goes to show you how little looks count.
Hey, what did you do to J.D. Carter? He almost bit my head off.
Well, Judy has been pursued again. I've known J.D. Carter for 20 years out of his 45. And throughout the entire time, he's been the target of matrimonically inclined females. Had to jump fast to keep from being caught.
Well, if you ask me, he's just a little man who made good, and he wants everybody to know it. Pursue him? Manpower shortage could never get that bad.
I think you're right, Judy. I don't see how Miss Minnie could have any interest in him. Underneath her funny ways, she's a very fine person.
Oh, I know it, Dr. Christian. I like her an awful lot, especially since she started working. It's helped her so much. Of course, she does giggle, but that's her way.
Judy, I'd give my prized Elks tooth to see J.D. taken for a ride by Miss Minnie Marvin.
So would the other citizens of River's End. I think the person who finally puts his head under the faucet will be commemorated in bronze.
Now, I can't remember one community project to which he has contributed either time or money.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what develops, Judy. Just wait and see. Dr. Christian's office.
J.D. speaking. You've got to do something, Chris. Here's what it says for today. Dear Diary, he smiled at me again today. I feel like floating through the clouds. Oh, Diary, suppose I hadn't come to work here. I'd have never found him. Chris, have you thought of anything? Here's what a diary says for today. Dear Diary, I stayed an extra hour today cleaning my desk and files. I want him to see that this is the way I'll keep our house when we get it. Dear Diary, I'm starting the cooking school tonight. Dear Diary, oh, he likes me, he likes me. I knew it all along. And him acting so stern-like. Today, he accidentally touched my hand. At least he pretended it was an accident. And then he blushed. He was so cute. Chris. Chris, you've got to do something. I can't stand it anymore. I'll sue you for your skin if you let this happen to me.
Well, Judy, it looks like I'm going to have to interfere in Cupid's business. Oh, more for Miss Marvin than for J.D. I'm going over to her. If you need me, you can call me there.
Why, Dr. Christian, how nice to see you. Come on in.
Why, Miss Minnie, I really wouldn't have known you. You look like a book model instead of a girl I saw a few months back. Working at Greece, was you?
Oh, Dr. Christian, I'll never get over being grateful to you for all you've done for me. Really, I've just begun to live. I want to tell you a secret. It isn't only working that has made the difference.
No.
No, can't you tell just by looking? I'm in love.
Why, Miss Minnie,
don't breathe a word. No one knows but you and me.
And, of course, the lucky man.
I don't think he could help but see it in my eyes, just as I see it in his. We've never said it out loud, but it won't be long. I'll get my little home just like I've always dreamed about. It's the loveliest little colonial house out on Oak Street.
Oh, but Miss Minnie, Oak Street is quite exclusive. He would have to have quite a bit of money to buy a home there.
Oh, don't worry, Dr. Christian. Love will find a way.
Miss Minnie, you know that I think a great, great deal of you. And I respected your father very much. And it's only my wish to help you. I feel that I must tell you that this man that you...
Oh, excuse me. Yes? Oh, invoice January 19th, discount 10%. I'll look it up. Yes, all right. And I've ordered my clothes. Think of it. Little Minnie Marvin selecting a trousseau. Oh, but you must think I'm silly talking like this. But when you're so alone and have no one to tell these marvelous things to, well, you just burst for joy.
Miss Minnie, I want to help you. I want to keep you from being hurt in any way. Please understand. I wonder if you're not being a little hasty.
Hasty? Me? Why, Dr. Christian, I've waited 20 years for this to happen to me. It never would have if you hadn't got me a job here. We'll have you to dinner the first thing.
But if you've never spoken of this thing, how can you know?
Oh, when you're in love, Dr. Christian, eyes alone are enough.
Miss Minnie, I must tell you. This man you think you want to marry is not a...
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Judy. Yes, he's right here. Surely. For you, Dr. Christian.
Thank you. Hello, Judy. The Allen boy? Oh, well, I just took the other one out of the cast last month. But I'll come right over. Goodbye. Well, Miss Minnie, I'll have to run. The errand boy broke his arm. Goodbye. I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr. Christian. And don't forget that date for dinner.
Dr. Christian, well, it's all over. It's now too late to help. My clerks know about it. Regardless of what happens, I'll be ridiculed and embarrassed. And what have you done? Nothing.
Who knows about it, J.D.?
Miss Golden in the ready-to-wear. She told me very slyly today that Miss Marvin had ordered the trousseau, and did I know about it. Then she looked at me with a look that said she knew all about it. I guess Miss Marvin had to brag a little.
Oh, now, wait a minute, J.D., wait a minute. Don't have a stroke. You'll be a very...
I told you that if I wanted a wife, I'd make a point to find one with a small amount of money anyway.
Well, don't despair. Maybe we can think up something, even if you have to leave town for a while.
Well, Dr. Christian, shake hands with Seaman Carter. I just enlisted in the Navy.
You what?
Yes, I was a gob in the last war, and that's what I am now. I'm signed, sealed, and ready to be delivered. Far, far away. I'll sleep tonight for the first time in months.
Well, I'm almost speechless, Lazy.
They can't outsmart old J.D. Carter. I'll be gone before she knows I'm even going. Winters can manage the snow as good as I can.
Well, are you sure you did the right thing?
Of course I'm sure. The life at sea won't hurt me, and besides, my business won't suffer. And best of all, I'll be free of that woman. Winters has instructions to let her go.
Miss Manny? Well, she'd be quite hurt, you know.
No worse than I'd be if her plans had gone through.
But Miss Manny, the doctor's visit. But it's going late. I'm going in. Oh, Dr. Christian, I just had to see you. Just had you first. Oh, Mr. Carter, I didn't know you were here. Oh, please excuse me.
That's quite all right, Miss Marvin.
Well, what's the meaning of this, Miss Manny? Why, you look like you found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh, didn't I tell you, Dr. Christian? Didn't I tell you it was going to happen? We're going to be married.
You're going to be married?
Isn't it wonderful? Oh, I can hardly believe it myself. Oh, he's such a splendid man, too. How lucky I was to find him.
But who, Miss Manny? I thought... that is, J.D. thought.
Why, James Shelton, of course. Now, who else would it be?
James Shelton. Shelton. Do I know him?
Why, you should, Mr. Carter. He's been delivering mail to your office for years. Twice a day. It was always so thrilling when he came in. And today, he finally got up courage to propose.
Well, what do you know?
The postman. Do you mean that you've decided to marry the postman on a moment's notice like that?
Oh, it wasn't a moment's notice. I've known it for months.
Then it was the postman you wore the flowers for and kept your desk clean for?
He's the one I've done everything for since the day I first set eyes on him. And if Dr. Christian hadn't gotten me a job in your office, I'd never have met him, never.
And I joined the Navy.
And I just came to ask you, Dr. Christian, since my father isn't here, would you give me away at the wedding? And Judy, would you be my maid of honor?
Oh,
you're the best friends I have, you know.
Of course, Miss Minnie, I'd love to.
Of course, Miss Minnie.
Oh, thanks, I knew you would. Oh, you're both so kind. And you'll be our first dinner guest in our home on Oak Street.
Miss Minnie, how can you afford that house? Must require a rather large down payment in the salary of a postman.
Oh, I didn't make a down payment. I bought it outright for cash. It's my wedding present to James.
Your wedding present? But, Miss Minnie, I don't see how on your salary.
Oh, not on my salary, of course. I used some of the money my father left me.
Your father?
Yes. He left me $40,000. This is the first nickel of it I've spent.
But why didn't you say you had money? You didn't have to work.
Oh, I wanted to work. And then I saw James, and I wanted to be sure that he wouldn't be influenced by my money. I wanted him to love me for myself alone, and I made sure. Oh, I'm a son. James and I have a date in half an hour. We're going to see our house. Oh, thank you, Dr. Christian. Thank you, Judy. And thank you, Mr. Carter. Of course, I'll give you 2 weeks' notice.
Yes, yes. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh, no. No, why should it happen to me? I've never done anything to anyone.
Nor have you ever done anything for anyone. Oh, J.D., this is all anyone could ask. For 20 years, every man, woman, and child in River Sand has been waiting, watching, and hoping for somebody to stick your head under the faucet. And I will say Miss Minnie Marvin did a beautiful job.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Herschel, waiting to greet you. Men, are you bothered by dry scalp? If you have dry, unruly hair, if loose dandruff appears, or if your scalp is tight and itchy, remember these are signs of dry scalp. Start using Vaseline Hair Tonic today. Combat dry scalp. Check it easily, quickly, effectively. Vaseline Hair Tonic actually supplements natural scalp oils. Contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Vaseline Hair Tonic works with nature, not against it. Just 5 drops a day applied with the comb or directly on the hair checks dry scalp, tames stubborn hair, keeps it perfectly groomed. Also, a brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo loosens dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care to both scalp and hair. Checks dry scalp. Leaves your hair natural looking, attractive. Remember, more bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than of any hair tonic in America. Buy, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now, here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. We had expected tonight to announce the details of the new script competition for the Dr. Christian Award for 1946. But because of the president's speech tonight, which will be given later over some of our regular stations, we have postponed the Dr. Christian Award announcement till next Wednesday, February 6, 1946. Now, the author of tonight's prize play, Miss Minnie, is a young housewife and mother, Mrs. Daniel P. McMahon of Chicago, Illinois. This is the first literary sale she's made, though she's tried on previous Dr. Christian competitions. And that certainly should encourage all our listeners who long to write to try their luck in the new competition starting next week. And next week we present a very gripping drama by Robert P. Tolan of South Boston, Massachusetts, called Requiem for a Hero. We invite you all to listen to the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
For sore, chapped lips, there's nothing better than Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost instantly. Only 10 or 25 cents at drugstores. For quick relief, quick healing, ask for Vaseline Lip Ice. Remember, next Wednesday, February 6, 1946, we give you all the details about the new Dr. Christian script competition for the $2,000 prize. Be sure to listen. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.